DC Week Later. I'm your host, Daisy Shelton, and this is episode number one. We're talking today about Kill My Mom and Dad live performance on CBS airs at Tuesday 9 p.m.
This episode is brought to you by...
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.
CBS News Chief Investigative Correspondent and Senior National Correspondent Jim Axelrod reports. The series is produced by CBS Studios in conjunction with Jerry Bruckheimer Television. The long-running series, which features musical performances from various artists recorded live at ACL's Austin Studio House, returned for its 48th season, which featured 14 episodes. NCIS is getting the send-off treatment on CBS, with the first four episodes broadcasting on CBS, then leaving the series to streamers. This will be a second move for NCIS in the coming season. It is moving from its current Wednesday night timeslot of 10 p.m. to Friday night timeslots this fall, replacing the departing MacGyver drama. The first four episodes are scheduled for the Sunday 10 p.m. time slot, which will stretch well past 1 month, since the Sunday 10 p.m. CBS drama is frequently preempted for the NFL's two-headed weekend schedule during the fall. The single night, three dramas, single franchise scheduling that lends itself to frequent crossovers has turned into something of a Dick Wolf special, with CBS's FBI on Tuesday mirroring NBC's Chicago on Wednesday and a new Law and Order on Thursday, giving one mega producer three straight nights of programming on both broadcast networks. It is the first time in 6 years CBS has had more than an hour of real-life procedurals in its fall schedule, and the first time in 12 years that CBS has had a two-hour non-scripted block. This new addition to Adult Swim's Toonami anime programming block is a half-hour horror series centered around Kimmy, who lives in a small housing development located in the sleepy seaside city of Kurosaki. This reality TV series is set in the internationally acclaimed Paris Opera, following three characters through different points of their lives and careers. This reality series follows a group of seven young, terminally ill, intimates living at a hospice, which is staffed by a mysterious physician. The Children of the Sun started off quiet, expanding wildly as its seasons went on, but it never lost its emotional core, which explored the lives of a southern family. The Bordello, I Love Lucy is a show that is so well structured, and so loved, that it continues to be broadcast on TV, though its final new episode debuted in 1957. It was the first show to be inducted into the Television Hall of Fame, and several publications, including TV Guide and Time, named it among the best TV shows of all time. During a decade of numerous successful black sitcoms, I Love Lucy was flying high. The scheming international cat and mouse show from BBC America is one of the most refreshing, compelling TV shows to hit television in some time. Watch the whole of I Love Lucy, then end it with the full-length movie, Serenity. If you could watch just one episode, I would point you in the direction of Hearts and Souls, which aired on November 24, 1998, and is one of the best episodes about death that has ever been made. A doomed love story that leaves you gasping for air at times, Descendants of the Sun is an essential watch for fans of romance, and an ideal introduction to K-dramas, if you have not experienced one. True crime fans will not want to miss out on the UK premiere of this docuseries, which delves deep into the McStay family's murders and the contentious trial of lead suspect Charles Merritt. Dick Wolf's true crime series hits the mark with this compelling, emotionally charged, two-part investigation of the murder in 2007 of a North Dakota University student who was stabbed to death in his bed. The South African set mystery series dropped its last two episodes of season one today. What initially began as a straightforward murder investigation in federal housing in New York has formally become a manhunt for a dangerous fugitive linked to sex and gun trafficking rings, with assistance from Katrine Yeager, an Europol operative skilled in multiple languages who frequently acts as the link between FBI international fly teams and local police forces in whichever country the crimes are being investigated. The team conducts their search, but faces opposition from the local police, as they attempt to locate and arrest Kent, hoping to recover the information that he has, which may also lead to bringing down the ring's operations and seeing several more men brought to justice. In season 2's premiere, She Is Gone, the team investigates the murder of the Dominator. The FBI's International Flying Squad and OA later visit
the mansion that they were escorted from earlier in the episode. The episode ends with Oa managing to locate Sunny or Madison and take her to safety, as local police arrest the owner of the home. After being forced from their land, the Braun family is forced deep into the treacherous Alaskan brush to construct a new cabin for them to live. To prosper, they are going to need more than shelter, and all 9 members of the Braun family are going to have to carry a load. For the first time, the 4 couples will be living together in complete isolation, testing whether or not they can manage life out in the wilderness. If Spirits was worried about the disruption that a remodel and bed and breakfast would cause at their house, nothing could be like the moment when they realized that Samantha was the first living human being that could see and hear them. Many are now restricted in their homes by their various family members, but Hush is not someone you want watching over with Mom. As long as I live, I will never forget the pain that my parents felt when their parents died. They taught my brothers, sisters, and me to honor and respect the sacrifices made by American soldiers and their families. 2 new documentaries, directed by Stanley Nelson and Nicole London, which cast a fresh light on the lives of a couple of towering figures in the fight to end slavery, debut this month on PBS.
This was Kill My Mom and Dad live performance on CBS airs at Tuesday 9 p.m. by ABC Week Later, and this was episode number 1. My name is Daisy Shelton, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe. We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.